we be celebrating this man, this rogue, this independent thinker? He is a menace to all that Minnesota holds dear. Silence, repression, and the...
The History Theater's production of Dudley, Rigged for Laughter, is just the latest tribute to the man who brought comedy to Minnesota. Mr. Riggs has been honored with an Ivy Award for Lifetime Achievement, and Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Ryback issued an official city proclamation to recognize the 50th birthday of the Brave New Workshop, the comedy theater Riggs established in 1958. With all the accolades, it's easy to forget that in the early years, city officials tried to shut the theater down. Caleb McEwen, the artistic director at the Brave New Workshop and the author and co-director of the play, describes the theater's early challenges.
You talk to the company members, they'll tell you that, you know, they got bricks through the window and, you know, threatening visits from people who were against what was going on stage. And when they spoke out about things, you know, such as racism and religion and, you know, all kinds of political issues, they ran into opposition throughout their history and, you know, and they still do.
Dudley acquired the chutzpah and pluck necessary to introduce audiences to political satire from his childhood in the circus. The only child of two trapeze artists, Dudley made his circus debut at age two by riding in a cart pulled by a polar bear. He entertained audiences around the country and in Europe until he suffered a serious trapeze accident in 1951 when he was 19 years old.
The truth of the matter is the Brave New Workshop never would have existed and it never would have been as successful as it is if it weren't for the background that Dudley brought to it, coming from a circus and a vaudeville background.
Riggs came to Minnesota where his mother was living, and during his senior year at the University of Minnesota, he opened Cafe Espresso on University Avenue. Initially, it was his unique espresso machine that attracted attention, but soon people came to see his improvisational sketches that included a review of the juiciest headlines from the day's Minneapolis Tribune.
He was definitely on the cutting edge as far as political satire and that type of humor goes. And I think the weekend update on Saturday Night Live certainly owes something to the history of the Brave New Workshop. You know, the first two head writers on Saturday Night Live were Al Franken and Tom Davis, who both performed on the Brave New Workshop stage.
Al Franken and Tom Davis were in high school when they began performing at the Storefront Theater at 26th and Hennepin. Senator Franken reflects on the impact Dudley Riggs had on his career.
You know, we'd go down to Dudley's and watch the shows and watch people like Pat Proft and Paul Menzel and, you know, Ron Douglas and Bo Caprell and others. And we really just fell in love with what they were doing. And when we got to perform on the stage there, it was just, I mean, this is in high school. This is really, you know, if Dudley's hadn't been there, I can't say for sure that we would have gone on the same path we did. I think we might have, but boy, it made a huge difference. And he was, you know, just the father of all of this, now the grandfather.
The list of accomplished Brave New Workshop alumni is a testament to Dudley's gift of mentoring young people.
I think he had a special understanding of the kind of drive that a young performer has and what it takes to try to get more out of a person like that. The Brave New Workshop alumni have their fingerprints all over American media, you know, whether it's television, movies, print, you name it, you can find places where the Brave New Workshop has made a huge, huge impact.
In 1971, Riggs opened the Experimental Theater Cafe on Washington Avenue on the West Bank, near the University of Minnesota. The success of both his theaters gave the Minneapolis comedy scene a national reputation.
Tom and I would often refer to Dudley's as Third City. You know, Second City was Second City because New York was First City. Dudley made it possible for all those people in Minnesota or in the Twin Cities to be part of this scene that was happening all over the place. largely at Second City, but places in L.A. like the Groundlings that Lorraine Newman came out of and John Lovitz came out of and Will Ferrell came out of, the Proposition in Boston, which Jane Curtin came out of, all these different places that were sort of improv, review, theater places that the Brave New Workshop was one of the prime examples of.
The Experimental Theater Cafe closed after 20 years, and in 1997, Riggs sold the Brave New Workshop to former company members committed to his vision of using humor to examine challenging social issues. The play Dudley Rigged for Laughter will be performed at the History Theater in downtown St. Paul from October 2nd to October 24th. I'm Susan Gray with KFAI Community Radio.
"10,000 Fresh Voices" on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.